The loss of a marriage can lead to an endless number of changes in our lives, and some of these changes can be very painful. We may be overwhelmed with thoughts of an uncertain future.
The Catholic Church is present in these difficult times through Divorce Ministry, providing support, guidance, and resources to divorced Catholic families.
We want to help you rebuild your life by walking in faith in the company of Jesus Christ.
For more information, please call 312-534-8353 or go to our website, marriageandfamilyministries.org.
The Cemetery Ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Have you ever considered the priesthood, not sure what to do about it? Then the In Search Discernment Group might be for you. Each week, men from around the Archdiocese of Chicago gather to pray and learn more about the call to the diocesan priesthood. The group is open to college seniors and young professionals. The Discernment Group starts in October and meets each week from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Quigley Pastoral Center downtown. If you would like to learn more, go to chicagopriest.com.
You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM, 930 AM, and 1270 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m., 930 a.m., and 1270 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Marriage is changing in the United States, and those changes need to be addressed in how we as Catholics support marriage and in the way we prepare couples for marriage. Do you ever wonder what's going on to strengthen marriage in the Archdiocese of Chicago? Today I'll be talking to Frank Hannigan about his 30-plus years of working as the director of the Marriage and Family Ministries Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, what changes he's seen, and his hopes for the future. I'm Kim Haggerty, and I'm the Assistant Director of Marriage and Family Ministries, and I'm your host today on Marriage and Family Matters here on Relevant Radio 950 AM in Chicago. Frank, you might know a little bit about marriage since you've been married a few years. Didn't you and Marilyn just celebrate a big wedding anniversary?
Yeah, it's hard to believe, Kim. A couple weeks ago, we celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary, and you know, we were relatively young when we got married. We didn't even want to be 40 years old for age, let alone be married 40 years. But so a couple weeks ago, we celebrated our 40th anniversary with a mass at home, and our family was surrounding us, and it was a wonderful event. But I'll tell you, I'm even more impressed. Last week, my parents, Frank and Alice Hannigan of Tinley Park, celebrated their 66th wedding anniversary. So that's a goal for us. We've made it 40 years, and we'd like to be 66 years sometime.
So their long marriage would have been a good influencer on yours.
Oh, absolutely. We've seen ups and downs and sickness and health, everything that vows say they've experienced.
And anybody who follows our Family Ministries Facebook page would know Frank's mom likes to comment on everything. She likes to like everything, especially if there's any mention of her son.
Oh, it's a good mother. So, yeah, we're excited. We're happy for them that they celebrated their anniversary and are still in relatively good health.
That's wonderful. How did you get interested in marriage ministry? I know a lot of people got into it because they started out as precana presenters, which is actually how my husband Pat and I got involved originally. Were you and Marilyn precana presenters?
Exactly, the same thing. We had a priest friend, Father Pat Marshall, who's been at the UIC Newman Center for many years, and he was a family friend and suggested that Marilyn and I get involved. And, of course, we weren't sure what that was all about or what it meant, and but we decided to go through the training, and that was quite a long time ago. I can remember it was 1981 because Marilyn was pregnant with our son Patrick, and Patrick and his wife Julie just celebrated their 10th anniversary, and they have two children. So if you think we were trained when she was pregnant with Patrick and now he's married 10 years, it's been a long time, but it's been wonderful, and pre-canids are still a great thing to do together.
Now, you've been the director of the Marriage and Family Ministries Office for 31 years. I'm sure over this time you've seen a lot of big changes in marriage. And what would you say were the biggest changes you've seen in marriage over the last 31 years?
What comes to mind right away is simply the numbers. When we first started doing pre-Cana, when I first started with the Archdiocese in the Cana Conference office, we were doing about 16,000 engaged couples each year going through our marriage preparation programs and getting married in the Catholic parishes here in Chicago. Our most recent numbers from 2013, those numbers are about 6,000 couples. So we're down about 10,000 couples a year. So just imagine that, you know, 10,000 less Catholic weddings just here in Chicago. And those numbers are seen throughout the United States, maybe on a smaller number just because we're not, you know, most dioceses aren't as big as ours, but it's still a pretty significant decline.
So why do you think the numbers have gone down so much?
I'm sure there's lots of different reasons, but a couple of the bigger ones would be the impact of cohabitation. I'll tell you, when we first started doing marriage prep, you heard words like living in sin or shacking up. Never hear words like that anymore. Cohabitation is seen by many couples as the next step. You start dating, then you live together, and then perhaps you'll get married. So cohabitation is a big issue, and then divorce too, and the impact of divorce. Couples who got divorced years ago who had children, sometimes those children didn't feel supported by the Catholic Church, and they don't have ties to the Catholic Church.
When you're talking about cohabitation, it really seems now to be the norm for couples to be living together before marriage, and it's actually more rare when couples aren't. So we know the Church doesn't condone cohabitation outside of the sacrament of marriage. So what do you say to an engaged couple that's cohabiting?
Well, this might sound unusual, but if the couple who's cohabiting is in our pre-Cana, I tell them, congratulations.
Welcome.
Yes. You know, I know sometimes some priests or deacons will get upset. You know, what do you mean you're congratulating them? And so I'm not congratulating them for cohabiting. I'm congratulating them for choosing now to get married in the Catholic Church. And then our job is to help them see the difference between what they are currently doing, cohabiting, living together, and sacramental marriage. And the difference is huge.
What other changes have you seen?
Couples living together for sure is a big one. It's not unusual now for couples to have children before they come to our marriage preparation program. That's pretty different before. In a pre-Cana with 30 or 35 couples, not unusual for 3, 4, or 5 couples to say that they have children, and I would imagine there's several others that may have children already. So that's one thing. The diversity, too. If you're doing a pre-Cana at a St. Christopher's in Midlothian or a St. Joe's in Libertyville or a Catholic Charities building on LaSalle Street, you would get very similar kinds of couples years ago. Today, that's not the case at all. There are Hispanic couples, there are Polish couples, there are typical Anglo couples, African-American couples in all of our programs now. So the diversity is seen in everything that we do.
What about couples coming now with, I guess what I would say, maybe unrealistic views about marriage, the myth of the soulmate?
Yeah, that's certainly something that is prevalent today with our young couples. The whole idea of marrying your soulmate, I think, sets them up for disappointment. If you think you're married to your soulmate or you're marrying your soulmate, then you think, well, they're going to fulfill every need, every whim, every concern that I have, and that's just not the case. So maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we're going to have to take a break, so please stay tuned to Marriage and Family Matters here on Relevant Radio, AM 950.
Have you checked out the Catholic New World lately? Either in print or online, the Catholic New World has informative and stimulating content from the Archdiocese of Chicago and beyond. From beautiful photographs that take you to the event, to a thoughtful column by our publisher, Archbishop Blaise Supich. Check out our latest edition. Here's editor Joyce DeRiga.
Blackhawks trainer Mike Gapsky brings the Stanley Cup to Marist High School on the South Side. Austin Ivory sits down for an in-depth interview about his book, The Great Reformer, a biography on Pope Francis. And Archbishop Supich talks to us about meeting the Pope, the upcoming World Meeting of Families, and many more exciting topics.
Subscribe now. Go to CatholicNewWorld.com or call 312-534-7777. That's CatholicNewWorld.com or call 312-534-7777. The Catholic New World, your guide on our journey of faith.
This is Kim Haggerty, and I'm back with Frank Hannigan on Marriage and Family Matters, Relevant Radio, 950 AM in Chicago. We're talking about marriage and the ministry Frank has been involved with over the past 31 years. And before we went to break, we were just starting to talk about the myth of soulmates.
Yeah, that's like I was saying, it's very common, that thought that, you know, he or she is going to complete me. And when I'm in pre-Canas, I ask, you know, the engaged couples, how many of you think you're marrying your soulmate? And all the hands go up and the eyelashes start battering and they're looking at each other lovingly. And I think that's all wonderful. But then I bust their bubble and I say, you know, you're really not marrying your soulmate. I said, ladies, you're marrying a guy and, you know, you're not going to understand him. And gentlemen, you're marrying a woman and, you know, it's going to take years to understand each other. I said, what I hope for you and pray for you is that you are marrying someone who someday can be your soulmate. And then I give the example, and, you know, just in our office, we had the Golden Wedding Anniversary Mass on August 30th. We had 450 couples married 50 years. So those couples, I would say, would be much more soulmates. When you see an older guy on his hands and knees tying the shoes for his wife who's in a wheelchair and then struggling to get back up, those are the soulmates.
So 450 couples each married 50 years. I've heard this joke from Frank every year at the Golden Wedding Mass, and every year it gets a good laugh. So why don't you explain that?
Well, just that each couple really represents 100 years of marriage experience, 50 for the husband and 50 for the wife. But I always suspect that there's a few wives sitting out there at Holy Name that are thinking, boy, it sure feels a bit more than 50 years. And you should see the heads start looking at each other, the guys smile and the ladies start nodding yes and everything. So, but to have 45,000 years of marriage experience in Holy Name Cathedral at one time is just such a powerful witness of God's unconditional love and the work and the struggle and the love that these couples have shared over all these years.
So we really feel that these are the couples that are the true soulmates. These are the ones that the engaged couple should emulate and, you know, look forward to being in their position 50 years from now.
Absolutely. If I could bottle the love that's in that room and the wisdom and the guidance and share that with engaged couples, we wouldn't even have to do pre-Canas.
It was a beautiful mass. Archbishop Supich did a beautiful job, and the couples were so happy to be at Holy Name. Holy Name looked great. It's really one of the highlights for our office each year, one of the programs that we put on.
Absolutely.
And so at this point, Frank, most couples getting married in the church know they have to do some kind of marriage preparation, and most have heard of pre-Cana. So what options are available for marriage prep in Chicago?
Well, there are a number of different options. You know, pre-Cana started here in Chicago in the 1940s, so for the past 70 years. So I'm hoping that they understand that they are on for something. And for years it was just pre-Cana, where there'd be a group of couples together, 40, 50, sometimes as many as 100 couples. And they would be with a priest, a doctor, and a married couple. And the priest and the doctor really took the larger roles in all this, and the married couple was just there as a witness. But as time has gone by in all these years, our marriage preparation programs have changed. So we don't do just pre-Cana. We don't believe that one size fits all. We have parish-based programs. There's about 50 parishes that offer their own parish-based program. We do the trainings for those. There's the one-day gathered events, which are primarily the ones that are used on the diocesan level. We do pre-Cana in English, Spanish, and Polish to meet the primary language needs. And then since 2012, we've also developed the world's largest and fastest-growing online marriage preparation program.
Well, when you think of it, the archdiocese is so diverse, as you were talking about, the changes in pre-Cana. So you got couples from all races, ethnic backgrounds, couples getting married after having been married maybe before and going through the annulment process, so they're forming second marriages. Some were widowed and getting married. Some have been married civilly, want convalidation. Couples bring in children from a previous relationship, or they already have children and they're getting married. Couples in their 30s, they may have been cohabiting for many years. Interfaith, interchurch couples, even young couples in their early 20s that want to be married in the Catholic Church. Now, they all want to be married in the Catholic Church. So how do we know what's the best kind of marriage prep for each couple?
Yeah, that's it's a big job. That sounds even bigger the way you explained it. But we think the best marriage prep program is the program that is going to help that particular couple the best. Now, we can't have 6,000 separate couples. I really don't think even if you could, that would be the way to go. One-on-one, I really don't think that necessarily is the best. But we have small groups, small group marriage preparation in parishes, and some people like the intimacy of that, of working with four or five couples. We have the diocesan programs, which are typically larger with 20, 30, 40 couples at a time, depending upon what time of year. And some people get energy from that, and they want to go to the large groups. They want to hear what other couples are doing. They want to see how they are in comparison to others. And then for some couples, the only way they can do marriage prep is online. Our society today is so mobile. We have couples where one is here in the Archdiocese, but the other one could be in the military, could be at a base someplace else in the United States, could be in Afghanistan or Iraq for that matter. There's a variety of different programs that engaged couples can choose from, and we certainly encourage our priests and deacons to assist the couples to pick out the program that will best meet their particular needs.
And I know with the online pre-cana class that we offer, it's online and on demand, available in English and Spanish. And we work with the Office for the Deaf to make it captioned, too, which is pretty exciting. So deaf or hard of hearing people can take the class, too, online if they want to. Or just for people who prefer captioning, they can take it, too. And people can find that on marriageministries.com, where we also have a full course of the Billings Ovulation Method of Natural Family Planning in English and Spanish, also captioned online, too, at the same place, marriageministries.com. So that's just another way we're trying to reach out to the couples.
Yeah, it all began when one of our great priests, Father Tom Sima, called me up and said he had a gentleman who was in the military and would be coming home. He was going to be getting married within about a month after coming back. What could I do? And I said, well, we could certainly put him into a pre-cana. That's easy enough. But I didn't think it would be worthwhile to try to send our workbook, A Marriage in the Lord, to, I think it was Kabul, Afghanistan, or wherever at the time. So we started searching around and looking to see if anyone had any online possibilities for marriage preparation. I didn't see too much, and what I did see I wasn't really impressed with until I ran across this group called The Marriage Group, and they had done a prototype with the Archdiocese of Detroit. And so we set out to meet with them, and we did so, and it turned out to be a good combination, a good partnership. And we've, like you said, we've dealt with couples in every state in the United States, I think 38 foreign countries. We serve about between 4,000 and 5,000 couples a year, and that number is continuing to grow every quarter and every year.
So we're using technology for marriage prep and for continuing education, and we're also using technology to help develop the online program, and we're collaborating with people. We collaborated with the marriage group out of Port Huron, and for our Spanish version, we worked with the Archdiocese of Miami also.
Yeah, and it's great to collaborate with other dioceses and with others who have expertise. The engaged couples are really finding this to be a helpful way. We get all sorts of testimonials and thank yous and the rest, but this one woman said, "You are our last chance for getting married in the Catholic Church." And as happy as I was that they found us, Marriage Ministries, and found our website, Catholic Marriage Prep Class, it really upset me that she almost didn't get married in the Catholic Church because she couldn't find how to get married. And I think that's really a struggle. And I always encourage parishes to make it so simple on their website and dioceses to make it so simple on their website so that folks can take a look and find how to get married. That's one of the main reasons that young people go to a website of a parish or a diocese.
Well, we have to take a break here. We'll be back in a couple of minutes on Marriage and Family Matters here on AM 950, Relevant Radio in Chicago.
Calling all seniors, it's never too late to be a teenager. Puzzles, recipes, birthdays, memories, and much more are found in the Teenager newspaper. Teenager News is published for senior citizens as an outreach ministry of Catholic Charities. Subscribe for free by calling 312-655-7425. That's 312-655-7425. Or email teenager@catholiccharities.net. That's teenager with a K, teenager@catholiccharities.net.
Are there engaged couples in your parish who are separated by distance because of the military, work, or other situations? These couples may find it difficult to fulfill the marriage preparation requirements. Now there is a way to prepare these couples through an online Catholic marriage prep class found at the Marriage Ministries website, marriageministries.com. Couples watch videos, answer questions that require reflection, and talk about each section over Skype at their own pace. The course is incredibly convenient and easy to use, and is now also offered in Spanish. So check out this valuable resource that will help couples strengthen their relationship, catechize them in the Catholic faith, and help them deepen their commitment to the sacrament they are about to receive. Go to marriageministries.com today.
We're back, and you're listening to Marriage and Family Matters on Relevant Radio, 950 AM in Chicago. I'm Kim Haggerty, and I'm talking with Frank Hannigan, who has been the Director of Marriage and Family Ministries in the Archdiocese of Chicago for 31 years. So back to technology. I think when I first started working for the office 15 years ago, you had a computer that was covered with plastic on your desk. So the change in technology must be one of the biggest changes you've seen also in all these years.
Absolutely. I never would have thought that we'd be doing marriage preparation online. I wouldn't have thought that it was possible or effective, but I've really changed with that. And part of that is, we weren't the very first company or organization to use online learning. I mean, almost every major company does online learning. And if you think about it, every major university offer some type of online learning. I was going up to give a talk in Green Bay, and so I did some research and looked at the University of Wisconsin. And the University of Wisconsin offers a undergraduate degree, you know, a bachelor's, a master's, a PhD. You can get a certificate. You can do all this and never step foot on the physical campus. You can do it all online. And part of the efficacy of online learning is that it can be broken down into chunks. Yeah, you can take it when it's convenient. You can customize the learning. So if your needs are in this area, it can fit in that area. So online learning is really something that it's here to stay. And I imagine more and more dioceses will be taking advantage of what we offer around the country.
And Frank, that is one of the things you brought to our office. You know, you want us to use the best learning methods available to us. So you brought this in.
Well, and we try to do that. I mean, we're very proud of the history of the Cana Conference and marriage preparation and the, you know, Marriage and Family Ministries Office. But, you know, pre-Cana started here in the United States, here in Chicago, back in the 1940s. And like I said earlier, there's a priest, a doctor, and a married couple. And it was more lecture format. And then we realized that, you know, marriage preparation had to be more interactive. We've had a workbook, Marriage in the Lord, that's been used now by about 700,000 couples here in the Archdiocese, but around the United States as well. So marriage preparation has really evolved over time, and the use of online to either replace when it has to or to supplement the gathered events is just the next step in marriage preparation.
And we use it to supplement our pre-canas now, because pre-cana is now customizable.
Yeah, it really is. On the front end of it, we send to engaged couples the week before they are coming to their pre-cana, a PDF of pages 4 and 5 of the workbook that are titled The Sacrament and Vocation of Marriage. And we ask them to read it in advance. And of course, you know, being an old school teacher, I ask the engaged couples, how many of you knew you had homework? And the guys are looking at their fiancés going, we had homework. and then I ask them, you know, who knows what the homework was? And finally, the third question is, who actually did the homework? And of course, you know, a lot of the engaged couples do it. I said, you know, it's these pages here. I said, there's a lot of good information. It talks about sacrament and covenant and one flesh and mission and, you know, all these important words. And I say, it's a type of context for the day, but it's also, we hope, a context for your entire marriage. And I point out the second paragraph that says, you know, on your wedding day, surrounded by your family and dearest friends, you'll make sacred vows to one another on the altar, promises to love and honor each other in good times and in bad forever. Those vows are the most important words you'll ever say to anyone. That really gets them first mm-hmm. thing in the morning when they realize, wow, those are the most important words. You know, I promise to be true to you in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. I will love you and honor you all the days of my life. And I share with them, I said, you've said all sorts of important words. You said, hey, do you want to go out on a date? And he or she said yes. And the first time you said, I love you, and your partner said, I love you back. And, you know, will you marry me? And all those words are very, very important. But the vows, those sacred vows, are the most important words they'll ever say. So we're trying to let them know how serious this is and how sacred Catholic sacramental marriage is.
And we want them to know that we know that they all have different circumstances, too. So we have a series of videos that are put together covering cohabitation, second marriages, African-American marriage, interfaith, interchurch, children of divorce, and our own military marriages.
Yeah, and Father Matt Foley, pastor at St. James in Arlington Heights, did a wonderful job with that. He had the experience of being, an Army chaplain and three tours in Iraq, and the special challenges that face military families, and he's done wonderfully with that. And so, you know, now for the first time ever, marriage preparation is customizable. Each couple can have the marriage preparation that is best suited to make them as prepared as possible for the sacrament of marriage.
And really, Frank, it doesn't stop with marriage. It's after they're married. I mean, a lot of times they're so caught up in the wedding planning that that's all they're thinking about. Suddenly they're married. They're no longer the center of attention. They've got to pay off the wedding, the big wedding that they had. And all of a sudden they have to get along with each other, and reality really hits them. So how do we help couples once they actually are married?
Yeah, sometimes I think there's some buyer's remorse when they get back from their honeymoon. But I think that, Kim, that's a great question. When we redid the marriage preparation guidelines that had been promulgated in 1979, and they had been tweaked, on and off over years, Cardinal George and us, we sat together and said, what can we do to really strengthen and support marriage? And we decided not to have marriage preparation guidelines. And of course, if I say that in another diocese, they go, what do you mean you don't have marriage preparation guidelines? I said, no, we don't. What we have are marriage ministry guidelines, because we believe it can't be just about marriage prep. And so the four components are formation, preparation, celebration, and the most important and longest part is continuing education. So we offer five workshops that couples can come to. We give them a beautiful perpetual calendar that they can look at to keep the marriage in front of them. We give them what I call marriage credit cards that just has information about our office on the front side, and on the back side it has the vows. And I said, what if you say your vows once you're married every day? How would that change your marriage? And I call them a credit card because it's about the size of a credit card. It fits in your wallet. And when there's, looking through Visa and MasterCard and American Express, they'll see this card and say, what have I done for my marriage?
So what have you done for your marriage? How has working in marriage ministry changed your own marriage? Is it perfect now?
Well, not at all. Meryl and I think we have a great marriage, but we work on it. And, I use the term married separate sometime, and I talk about how couples can be together but not really be together as a happily married couple. And I've had engaged couples and married couples say, well, can that happen to you and Marilyn? And the answer is, of course it can. It can happen to any couple if you don't take the time to do the things you need to do. It's not about what you know about marriage. It's what you do about your marriage for you to be successful.
So it's really clear that healthy marriages and healthy families are really the keys to a better society now.
Absolutely.
And your own future?
Well, at the end of this month, I'll be heading to Philadelphia as part of the official delegation to go to the World Meeting of Families, and I'm certainly looking forward to that and to the Papal Mass. They're anticipating anywhere between 1.5 and 2 million people there. And, we're getting to understand more and more how important marriage and family life is to healthy families, certainly, but then to a healthy church, healthy society, healthy country.
So if anyone wants to learn more about marriage preparation or to contact you, where would they go?
Certainly to our website, marriageandfamilyministries.org. Again, marriageandfamilyministries.org. Or you can always call our office at 312-534-8351. 312-534-8351.
So we've been talking this morning to Frank about his 31 years of marriage ministry with us. And for Frank Hannigan and the Marriage and Family Ministries Office, this is Kim Haggerty. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next month.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for the Catholic Community of Faith. You can stream our programs live or download past programs by going to our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV.